what are the best ways to define your target audience online?
I feel like there's several ways. I mean, I remember when I was doing my research for a dance formation app, I DM'd a lot of dance coaches and dancers and asked them a specific set of questions that would help give me like really deep insight in regards to what their problems are, what they would like, what they would pay for. I think there's a really good book by Ryan Levesque. I kind of went a little nerdy and I put it on spreadsheets to like see like if they answered this question, if they did a very deep answer, there would be a multiplier, you know, very, very like nerdy in terms of that. But that's what I did. I asked a DM to people relevant in the industry, like maybe if you're not able to like get some huge, you know, top level executive, maybe a local business owner, because there's a lot. But that's what I did. I asked and got answers, and then I was able to define like, again, the commonalities between every single, like all these people. And I get, you get these themes and how to how to tailor your message, who it is, average age, all those things. And then from there, we kind of tailored the messaging. I scrapped the project because it was a hard lesson. And a lot of people will tell you this. I don't know if it's still true, but like it's hard to do a Kickstarter project on an app, so, which is rough. But yeah, that's how I essentially defined that target market. I still get asked for it today, and I feel pretty bad about it. And another way of defining your target market is I would play with several types of messaging. I don't know the product you're doing. I don't know what you're selling, your service or whatnot. But I remember with a comedian that I was working with, and he was trying to sell shows. We did one general broad audience ad, and then another one was targeted towards couples, and we did the messaging to be like, oh, like the perfect date night kind of thing. So play with your messaging. Maybe if you have the money to do paid ads, I would do maybe A/B testing on age groups, different demographics, and see which one responds the most. That's one way. Another way is from all the content and another way that I'm just thinking right now is like, oh, sure, throughout all the content that's being shared, if we're using Facebook or Instagram ads, if I want to focus on promoting my podcast more, I share a lot of podcast content on my Instagram and Facebook, I would create a target audience on Facebook and on the back end. Specifically, anyone who's watched like 75% of the podcast content that I've shown, and then I would create custom audience to target an ad for people to watch a new episode, and then from there I would also create a lookalike audience for people to market towards. So, and then that's another way right there. Yeah, I think that's it. Like from like how what I'm thinking is like, ask directly, you know, start from the horse's mouth, get a direct answer. And then next is experiment on like the different demographics. And the other one is experiment with who's interacting with what content the most, and then kind of make a messaging on that. Hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, honestly, like of all of those three methods, I personally like directly asking, because we can play the guessing game all we want. Like, oh, like I don't know, if you're trying to make a product for a Gen Z or 20, 21 year old person, very different from millennial or Gen Xer. So, and if you're a Gen Xer or millennial trying to create something, it's kind of hard if you're just creating and guessing. You know, it just makes sense. So to, and if anything, that's where split testing might even happen. Like you can test the creative, or ask them yourself, you know, and then try to get a general consensus about it. But yeah, I like the actual talking part, because you hear it directly from them. So.
Hello, my name is Bernie and I'm a social media manager for Vision Paradox. To be honest, your target audience online is actually your real target audience. So to start with, you have to know who your product is for. You have to know what you do, why you're doing that. So it has a lot to do with your communication. It has a lot to do with your brand, with you knowing what your brand is. Because you can't decide who you want to talk to if you don't know what you're talking about. So in a simple note, I would say your target audience online is actually your target or audience or the people that you want your product, services, or whatever it is to reach.